This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was at the dentist a few days ago. Man, all my gums are sore. They really had to clean me good. Man, I tell you, I thought I was brushing my teeth well. I'm not. Well, they actually said I was brushing my teeth well. It's just I wasn't dental flossing enough. And I have dental floss, but the problem with my dental floss is I have cats. And so every time I break out the dental floss, they want to play with the string. And I'm like, no, mommy has to put it in her mouth. You know, you got pieces of food flying and all that. And I don't know, the dental floss, the worst thing is getting the wrong piece of, getting not the right size piece of dental floss. And then it's kind of painful as you're trying to wrap it around the fingers. And so a lot of times I just don't dental floss like I should. So apparently the cleaning had to be a little bit more rigorous because there was a lot of food and stuff in my teeth. So I definitely want to urge you guys to make sure that you brush dental floss. Water picking is fantastic. Water picking really gets in there. You have the flow of water. You're probably not going to bleed. A lot of us bleed when we dental floss our teeth. That's not a good sign. That means you have periodontal disease or gingivitis. That means your gums are inflamed. So you need to kind of be a little bit more diligent. But water picks are kind of nice. I know some people freak out that their teeth might not be sensitive, and it's because they might have worn down their enamel. The way you could tell is if you've worn down your enamel is your teeth look yellow. And I don't drink coffee, and I don't drink a lot of soda pop, so my teeth, you could tell I've worn down the enamel. And so, and there's a lot of things that do that, just wear and tear. You know, I'm middle age, so it happens. So, you know, getting good dental care is obviously paramount. There's been a lot of discussion on mouthwash and when to use mouthwash and how much alcohol. I really prefer alcohol-free mouthwash. And mouthwash isn't as crucial. In fact, some dentists have discussed, my son actually talked to me about this a while back, how if you brush your teeth and then you use mouthwash afterwards, the mouthwash will wash away the fluoride. And actually, it's interesting. The other day on Fox News, there was it was written that there was a London-based dentist, Anna Peterson, that said using mouthwash after brushing your teeth can give you tooth decay. She's actually slamming the practice of using oral cleanser after brushing your teeth. She says it's going to rinse away the beneficial fluoride found in toothpaste. So this is something we've known. My son knew this, but it's making headlines. So she did a PSA. Tooth expert describes how the toothpaste that you brush your teeth with has 1,450 parts per million fluoride, which is the ideal concentration to protect your teeth against the sugars and the foods and the drinks you consume. But Dr. Peterson points out your mouthwash only has 220 parts per million fluoride, not enough to prevent a plaqualypse. Hey, is that cute? So instead of apocalypse, plaqualypse. That's cute. All right. Now, I think it's funny. So as a result, when you brush your teeth and you rinse your mouthwash straight away, you just rinse off all the high concentration fluoride for a low concentration fluoride. So they call her the oral hygiene aficionado. This in turn can make one's mouth a magnet for microbes. I really like this writer. Who wrote this? This was fantastic. Ben Cost. He did a good job there. So, you know, some people are concerned that you could get fluoride toxicity. And so, you know, the dentists really know their stuff when it comes to fluoride and microbes and all that, because that's all they do. As opposed to me, I have to do gynecology, I have to do podiatry, I have to do ophthalmology, I have to do pediatrics, geriatrics, cardiology, urology. Dentists, it's just about the mouth and the head and neck. That's all they have to know. So then they know it pretty darn good. And they go through as much schooling as a lot of us doctors. So I trust them with this. And I've never really used mouthwash. I'm like, it's extra, it's additional. Do I really need it, you know, to, is it going to wash off? I mean, some suggest use the mouthwash maybe prior, but I would just rather use a water pick. And in fact, even in this article, they say a lot of dentists suggest, or she even suggests rinsing with water is better than rinsing with mouthwash. Just brush and spit out the excess and try not to rinse. So, you know, for those of you guys, we want you to brush your teeth every day. I would say after you eat. Most of us only do it twice a day, but you really need to brush your teeth every day to get the stuff. I mean, use common sense. What are you brushing your teeth for? You're brushing your teeth because you have food in there. And you have food in there that's getting caught, and food has sugar. Food has acidity. Food has microbes as well. Food's not sterile. So that gets introduced into your teeth and gums. It can hide under your gums, which is why the water pick is so effective. And then it can do stupid stuff. And so if you do not take care of your teeth, we have seen a link with heart disease. One is gum inflammation. Inflammation could bother heart disease. The other is, you know, if you have gum disease, that could be a sign that you might have issues with blood flow to the gums, hence blood flow to the heart. So they kind of work hand in hand. So I would really spend a lot of time looking at the mouth and looking at the tongue, because I was taught that there's a lot about a person you can learn from their mouth. You can tell if somebody's bulimic. You can tell if somebody's nervous. You can tell if somebody takes care of themselves. You could tell if somebody, you know, had a pretty good childhood and pretty good dental care. And, you know, my parents, even though we were poor for a good part of my childhood, they scraped everything together to make sure we saw the dentist. Because my mom, she couldn't get good dental care growing up, and she had some real bad issues with her teeth. So that was, you know, one of the real, real good things my family did. So mouthwashes, yeah, it could be added to the, you know, home care regimen of brushing and flossing. If you like using a mouthwash, you like your breath, you think, you know, then great. But don't use it as a substitute for brushing. Don't use it for a substitute for dental floss. All right? Look, I taught you guys something. 1-877-DR-LA.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I talk a lot about my sex life. I think you guys know almost too much about it. And interestingly, we were predicting what would happen with the pandemic, where people are going to fight. And I think the reason why is before we went on lockdown in March, there were all these jokes in China, because they had been on lockdown before us, that there were lines to the divorce lawyers and things like that. And so I guess we all anticipated that if we were going to be on lockdown, we would get divorced. I didn't fear that at all because I already kind of work a lot, and my husband and I were going to still be working. And so, you know, it was a scary time, and I actually thought that there would be more sex. There would, yeah, I mean, just in general, okay? Not only for me, but just in general. And you're home more. All right, might as well.
I also felt from a more global perspective that being home with your spouse would actually probably enhance the relationship, you know, and I'll tell you why. And actually, there is a poll. Poll finds American adults happy with their partnerships. The lockdowns possibly pushed couples more together. So there were actually less fights. Now, I expected there to be more fights. I expected me and my husband to fight at least once a month. We only had maybe one little... We fight fast. Whenever we have a fight, all right, maybe it's because I learned how to fight. Not because of my parents. I really hated the way my parents fought. I didn't like that. But, you know, my dad, very quick. I mean, a fight wouldn't last that long. I mean, my father, he would just end it. You know, my mom could go on for hours, you know, yelling or whatever. My father, done in a second. And so that's how I like it. I like issues just done and solved. I don't need something to go on for weeks or months. No. All right, you know, if something needs to be done, if something needs to be fixed, if you ticked me off, I'm going to tell you, you ticked me off. All right, that's it. But sometimes if a fight is going back and forth, I know how to fight. All right, and not physically, but verbally. All right, you know, so I have my little artillery, and so, you know, if hubby makes me mad, whatever, I know exactly what to say, how to say, annihilate, you know. He'll start throwing grenades, he finishes all his grenades early, and then all he has left is BBs. I mean, I've been just flinging the little BBs, you know. Then all of a sudden, when he's out, I got that grenade, and I go, you really want me to throw this? You really want me to throw this grenade? Well, you did. I go, are you ready? No. I really don't want to throw this grenade. I really want to put the pin back in it. I want to put the pin back in the grenade, and we move on, because it's really stupid. Yeah, but I could throw this grenade anytime, man. Okay. All right. We let it go. And we're done. And sometimes I will throw it. I'm like, you know what? Fine. Blah, 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 blah. Boom. Boom. Hey, the whole family's taking cover. The cats and dogs taking cover. Going, oh my gosh, mama's mad. That everybody's so surprised that those sort of words and that sort of heat can come out of my mouth. It's like a dragon fire. And then they're like, okay. You know what? Maybe it's really not worth fighting that much. I go, are we done? We're done? Good. All right, let's go. And that's fine again. So I just need to end it fast. So I was worried we'd have a couple little skirmishes, but no, we didn't. So what happened? So there's a few things that happened, okay? And we're going to be really, really honest about it. You know, we could make it all, you know, rated G, going, well, you know, people were worried about the pandemic, so they loved each other, and they picked, you know, they chose, you know, their priorities better, and it's all about the marriage. No, that's not what happened. All right, two people are at home, okay? It's a lot harder to watch porn. A lot harder. So rather than, right, using your porn, if the spouse is there, they're going to be like, what are you doing? Oh, well, let's have sex. So sex, I think, for most of us just increased because there was less opportunity to use porn. Number two, when people go to work, you know, they may not do this on purpose, but they... You know, they have little flirtations and little dalliances, and there's other people that are kind of in your life, and that, you know, and you sometimes come home and you go, well, you know, Jenny's husband does this, or, you know, gosh, Bill's wife has sex with him all the time. Why don't we? And so there's all this comparison because you're around all these people at work. And they talk to you about, you know, backseat car sex at 10 a.m. when they're supposed to be at work. And you're like, why don't we do that? And you're like, because I have a job. And I don't have time to shave my legs. And like, forget it. And there's no way somebody is leaving work to have 10 a.m. sex with somebody they've been married with for 20 years. Okay? I don't really think that always seems to happen. So you get the BS. You get the bragging. Then you have the single people. And the single people at work really ruin it for married people because they talk about some of the most exciting dates they go on. So Saturday night, they went to this new restaurant, and they went to this show, and they did this, and they got to dress up. And you know that dress we bought? I got to wear that, and I got to dress up. You know, what did you do Saturday? Pajamas. There's a hole in my pajama bottom, so I just kind of just sat there with a blanket and watched Loki on Netflix on Disney Plus. Oh, that sounds fun. Yeah, it was pretty fun. Yeah, so you know, when people are at work, they kind of see the grass looking greener. So they come home, you know, or they come home, and, you know, here you are, right? So when I come home, right, I'm very honest, okay, when I come home, everything comes off. And then I put on this, I don't really have a muumuu per se, but I have, you know, some big sports shirts that just, oh, they feel so great. So they're not so much jersey, they're just like these sports shirts, and I forget the material they're in. So I throw those on. If I, you know, do telemedicine, I'll put something on a little bit more professional. But I come home, bras off, I'll put on my husband's boxers, which are so comfortable, throw on the shirt. And, you know, and so hubby, makeup off, husband comes home, and I don't look like, you know, I'm not going to look like somebody who's all dressed up and high heels and looking all sexy or whatever, and I meet, you know, and I go, oh, hi, honey, and do I greet them all? I'm like, did you bring in the garbage? The garbage is on the sidewalk. Can you bring in the garbage? And there was another scorpion that needs you to kill. Okay, so I think when people are at work, if I'm kind of belating this point, you know, they realize they think that there's a better life out there. So when people were on lockdown and they're together and they're just kind of together and stuck with each other, they don't get to compare to what else is out there. So they're like, well, I guess if you and I are the last people on earth, you're good enough, you know? So I'm not surprised by that. And yes, maybe people realize, you know, things are, you know, a good friend of mine's mom just died yesterday. And so, I mean, immediately I get closer, you know, to my husband, because it's like life's too short. It's just, it's a shame. I really, really, you know, yeah, so, sorry. So, anyway, you know, you just, life's too short. Sorry, guys. Apparently she had a heart attack. So, it was just all of a sudden, things happened. I apologize, people. Oh, man, sorry, guys. Yeah, don't worry, you know what, if you think I sound bad, wait till you see how I look. When I cry, I don't look very good. I don't know if you guys have ever seen me cry. Oh, man, it's horrible. Eyes all watery and all that. So anyway, back to the sex. Okay, so according to a national poll released in February by Mammoth University, 70% of romantically committed American adults were extremely satisfied in their relationships. Now, here's my problem with this poll. My problem with this poll is, sorry, if my husband is filling out the poll and I'm filling it out with him next to him, how honest is he going to be? So, you know, whenever you do give a poll to married people, you really need to ask them to kind of be in a separate room, you know. Sorry. So anyway, so, you know, we might be kind of cynical about how we look at relationships and how we look at COVID, but, you know, if I would just suggest that if you do have a relationship and you think you guys got strained through the pandemic and you guys are worried about that, just talk to each other today and say, you know what, we made it. We didn't get divorced. We got through the pandemic, you know, and we defied the odds. And if you guys have plenty of sex, don't lose that. Still have more sex. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Budget Committee announced a $3.5 trillion spending package that would pair with President Biden's infrastructure deal. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox Business he's no fan of the new plan.
This $3.5 trillion, Stuart, is on top of the core infrastructure, things like roads and bridges. This is on top of this. They're acting like this is monopoly money. Look, this is about the Green Bad Deal. This is about a massive expansion of government's role in our health care, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
The new spending plan focuses on Medicare, child care, and climate change, among other things. Drug overdose deaths in the United States surged nearly 30% in 2020, driven by more fentanyl being brought into the United States illegally and the stress and isolation of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. The United States continues to draw down troops from Afghanistan and end its role in the country. President Biden says everyone will be out of Afghanistan by August 31st. Montana Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale joins Fox Business and believes now is the time to bring the soldiers home.
We have been there for 20 years training the Afghan troops and trying to help those communities, and it's time our soldiers came home.
Afghan military leaders are upset with the United States for withdrawing troops without their knowledge, including a U.S. troop withdrawal from the Air Force base in Kabul last week. So far, not a single Senate Republican has voiced support for David Chipman, President Biden's controversial nominee to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Republican Senator from South Dakota John Thune adding, he seems to be far from the mainstream, that he's got problems even among some Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, guys, we're here back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if somebody knocks on your door, do you open it? When I grew up, people would knock on the door, people would ring a doorbell, we would run to the door. Unfortunately, my friend's mom did that. People stormed the house. It was during the day when her husband was working. They raped her, put a knife to my friend's neck, then they left. I'm not exactly sure who they were, why that happened. And so later we kind of slowed down running to the door and opening it. And I know many people where they are never expecting anybody to come to their door or doorbell, and they just will not open it. So if you're in a neighborhood where everybody's really, really cool, in Kentucky, you saw somebody just drive into a neighborhood. He was scouting it out for a while, picked a girl off her driveway, abducted her, and luckily some neighbors jumped in their truck and tried to run him down to get her. Contacted the police and he was arrested. So door-to-door sort of activities haven't really been that popular lately because people just don't want to open their door. They don't trust who's going to be behind them. Well, apparently that's what some public officials want to do. And in North Carolina, the county has launched, a doses to doors vaccine campaign. Health department workers and community outreach groups are kicking off a, quote, doses to doors COVID-19 vaccination campaign in Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, where just 49% of residents have received at least one shot. The program, which officials say offer a convenient way for residents to get the shot without having to worry about travel. This has been mixed with some reaction on Twitter. One Twitter user said they don't move that fast to help people when they know a hurricane is coming. Well, the program has a health professional on standby to administer a vaccine to eligible residents who want one. And this follows this community canvassing effort launched in May. Volunteers have been providing information about vaccines in previous weeks, focusing primarily on neighborhoods with low vaccine rates. Now, in South Carolina, Governor Henry McMaster not excited about the door-to-door efforts. And Jen Psaki, in the Biden administration, not too happy with him. She says the failure to provide accurate public health information, including the efficacy of vaccines and the accessibility of them to people across the country, including South Carolina, is literally killing people. So maybe they should consider that. This is going to Press Secretary Jen Psaki. So, I mean, here's the thing. They're both right. And this is what I keep telling y'all, you know, in terms of, you know, when it comes to COVID. You know, people who are not vaccinated appear to be more at risk for COVID death. But going door to door is, to some, kind of intrusive. And it can also put some people, the volunteers, in danger. As there are some people that might not have gotten the memo that somebody banging on their door or coming on their property is there to teach them about a vaccine and offer them one. There's, one thing I've trained my kids is if they're in the neighborhood, in fact, I made sure we kind of reached out to all the neighbors because when I grew up, there would be a ball that would, you know, get stuck on the front yard or get stuck in the backyard. If it gets stuck in the backyard, don't hop the fence and go into their backyard and get the ball. You knock on the door and you ask them. And I can't tell you how many kids when I grew up with, if nobody answered the door, they would just jump over. Well, if, you know, somebody's sleeping, or out there sunbathing or nude bathing, that could be a disaster. But kids were all up into each other's houses and business and apartments and all that. Nowadays, if somebody sees somebody, you know, coming up on their property, they might shoot them. So, I understand the hesitancy of some governors in urging this. Now, according to Fox News, it was not immediately clear how successful the Doses to Doors program has been since the program launched a couple days ago. The county also has a home-based vaccination request form on its website. The latest update for Mecklenburg County includes data through July 7th, which reported an average of 57 confirmed cases per day. As of July 7th, the health department had administered 77,000 first doses, 72,000 second doses. Now, one of the volunteers, Robert Dawkins, told Action NC we're not confrontational. It's not like you have to get the shot. But our job is to dispel rumors and things. We get people that will say, yes, I will get the shot, but the follow-up has always been the issue. Will they go? How can we get people to go out and go? So now the health department is out with us. We miss that middleman. So he does have a point. You could talk to somebody and get them convinced to go and get the shot. And then will they actually go? So for those of you who might not have listened to my first hour, we have a survey, and I would love for you guys. It's only a couple questions, super quick. Shouldn't take more than 2 minutes, 120 seconds if you have the time. It's anonymous. For those people that have hesitated on getting the vaccine, what are the reasons? I don't believe there because you're an anti-vaxxer, per se, or because it's political, or because, quote-unquote, Trump told you to. I believe there are people out there that are hesitating because of a whole variety of reasons. So currently, some of these responses, about 87% so far of my survey, say they don't believe the safety has been established. So that doesn't mean they're, you know, anti-vax. They just, they're concerned about the safety. 62% said they are concerned about the side effect profile. 50% said, I am concerned the government media or the government or the media are not disclosing all the side effects or cases in which there was an adverse event. 12% say, I don't live by a medical facility in case I have an adverse event. 12% say, I don't feel the clinical studies adequately represented by gender, race, age, or condition. 12% said they're concerned about their fertility in the future. 12% said, I had COVID before and feel I am immune. Others have said they had a bad reaction to the vaccine in the past. Some say I'm concerned that the vaccine will interfere with my natural immunity towards another infection. All right, so these are things that public officials will need to address because these people aren't just being, you know, like Fauci said, they need to get over it, you know, the political divide and all that. People that are declining the vaccine aren't trying to, you know, rebuke election results. I mean, they have some reasons, you know. One person wrote, I live alone. And well, this was I gave this as an option, and they clicked, I live alone, and I'm worried no one can help me if I have a side effect. One person said that they don't feel safe going to the vaccination site. So that person might really want the vaccine, but because they don't feel safe going to the vaccination site, something like this where they're coming to the house might help. So you see, this isn't an anti-vax survey. This is a survey to kind of help people figure out, and health officials and public officials kind of actually truly take the temperature of what it is vaccine hesitant people are feeling. One said, I don't know enough about the vaccine and would like some more information. 37% said, I know someone who had a serious side effect. So, you know, these are obviously, you know, concerns that I think really do deserve a little bit of attention and some understanding and some acknowledgement. And so for any of you that have not gotten the vaccine yet and are waiting, if you don't mind, I would love for you just to fill out the survey. It's anonymous, and nobody's seen the results, your names, none of that comes out on it. It's just all I've seen are people's responses. One person here wrote, as a parent of a 16 and 18-year-old, they wrote, I worry about the long-term effects of the vaccine on my children. I had the vaccine, but I'm still deciding for my kids. So you see, that you know, it's not people being, you know, revolutionary. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Go to Twitter. Go to Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. And please fill out the survey, 1-877-DrDahlia.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800.
8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So overdose deaths soared to a record 93,000 last year in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, which eclipses the 72,000 drug overdose deaths from the previous year. That's almost a 30% increase. According to Brandon Marshall, a Brown University public health researcher, he tracks overdose trends. That is a staggering loss of human life. As the nation was struggling with one of the worst pandemics, it was also struggling with one of the worst overdose epidemics. And many feel that the lockdowns and other pandemic restrictions isolated those with drug addictions and made treatment harder to get. I have taken care of people who have called into telemedicine that haven't been able to see their therapist, their psychiatrist, go to their AA meeting in person, for a year and a half. And it was, I think we identified this last March going, wait a second. No. There's people that still need to go to the gym. They still need to do their run. Yeah, I know everybody was worried about COVID, and there's many people out there whose regimen and recovery rely on consistency and a daily pattern. And so part of that daily pattern is exercise. And, you know, you go out there for a run, and you have to do your run, you know, or you have to go to your meeting, or you have to go to the gym. Or once a week, all right, I want you to see these friends. Once a day, you're going to check in with so-and-so. Well, once that happened and that all fell apart, you know, and some people say, well, if it really fell apart, then they really weren't recovered. Not entirely. All right, you had a lot of people that were going into new recovery. And the longer you get into that habit, then you could kind of slowly back off on some of the meetings. Solely back off on some of the, support. And so I can't tell you how many people have been dry for years. But the first couple years were touch and go. And so anybody that was trying to recover during that time, you know, unsadly, didn't have support. Also, the boredom. You know, I mean, many people started drinking more. I can't tell you how many friends said, you know, we've been drinking a lot more wine. We didn't think we would, but they're home. If they're home at 2 p.m., you know, or they're watching a TV show, or they're eating more. So we had weight gain. We had people not going to the doctor for their diabetes, for their blood pressure. I think in addition to the overdose epidemic, we have so many epidemics, more obesity, more blood pressure, more cholesterol, out of control diabetes, so much more. So they say, while prescription painkillers once drove the nation's overdose epidemic, they were supplanted by heroin and then fentanyl in recent years. Fentanyl was developed to treat intense pain from ailments like cancer, but is increasingly sold illicitly and mixed with other drugs. So I remember when fentanyl started to become used by pain management doctors. Well, actually, I was in training. There were fentanyl lollipops, there were patches. It was some strong stuff. And the people that were using them, I had done my pain management rotation. You do these required rotations. I might have been an elective, but I know I was doing pain management, and it is required by all doctors to make sure they get training in pain management. You know, I remember people having been amputees from war, Vietnam, even, you know, World War II, diabetic neuropathy, back failed, back surgery syndrome, all sorts of a variety of things, cancer that metastasized to the bones, and they were in so much pain, and they would tell me this fentanyl is a godsend. And they would praise the doctor and you know, thank the Lord, and they were, you could just see the pain people were in. And I trained during a time when if doctors didn't take care of a person's pain adequately, not only was it malpractice, but criminal. And legal scholars would suggest doctors going to jail if they would not adequately treat the pain. So I was trained at a time where you don't want, you know, somebody to get addicted, but you also don't want somebody to suffer. You don't want to be cruel. And so doctors were the only people to manage that. Well, people couldn't afford medicine. They couldn't afford going to the doctor, or they didn't want to wait. They wanted to manage it themselves. And having access to it by other means started to become more popular, and there was a drive. Not all users of fentanyl and heroin are people just wanting to get high. There were people that had pain issues. And then there were the younger people that would come in asking for Lortab. I never wrote fentanyl. I didn't write OxyContin because that was beyond my scope. I felt like you needed a pain management doctor because I didn't want you to get addicted. But I would write at the most 30 tablets of Lortab or 30 tablets of Percocet, which are oxycodone, you know, if somebody had a pain issue, if somebody was a recent car accident, etc. And then if they still needed more and they still had orthopedic injuries, I'd have the orthopedist take over. Right? I mean, you know, if you, you know, have a fracture, I, you know, let me give you pain medicine now, but the orthopedist you're going to see in 3 days, I gave you plenty of medicine to cover you through there, orthopedist will take over. So, or whenever the orthopedist would see them. So for me, I didn't write a lot, but there were people that were coming in for multiple prescriptions. And one lady admitted to me that she was taking 10 Lortab a day. Well, Lortab at the time had 500 milligrams of Tylenol, which means she was taking 5 grams of acetaminophen. Well, that's starting to hit toxic to lethal doses. And so I noticed immediately that there were major issues, not only with the narcotic, but with the Tylenol component of these things. And so when OxyContin or fentanyl came into play, it got rid of a lot of the liver risk with the acetaminophen that was attached to it. And so that's why in the early 2000s, OxyContin started to boom. Because doctors were being warned, it's too much Tylenol. These people are getting too much Tylenol. And you had baby boomers that were getting older. And you had the obesity crisis. You had people quitting smoking. And when they quit smoking, they got heavier. And another thing that kind of led to the epidemic from a doctor perspective was I was trained to avoid narcotics if I can and give anti-inflammatories, NSAIDs, like ibuprofen. Right? The problem with ibuprofen or naproxen is after a while, that can not only cause ulcers, but it could affect the kidneys. It could affect the heart. And I was very judicious about looking at people's kidney status and liver status. So the second I saw somebody's kidneys started to look funny, I had them go and see the kidney doctor. And the kidney doctors would say, make sure they're off their anti-inflammatories, their NSAIDs. So now you have somebody coming in pain. They come to you in pain. They have renal insufficiency or early kidney disease or kidney failure. And you need to manage their pain. What do? You go to the pain medications. So doctors are being told, you're going to lose your license if you hurt their kidneys. You're going to lose your license if they get addicted. You're going to lose your license if you don't manage their pain. And it was an absolute mess. And so some people might have gotten addicted because they were taking prescription painkillers, got used to it, got tolerant, and then had to move on to stronger. But I really don't think it was the doctor's fault, per se. If somebody's in pain, we are required, to help manage it. And so, there is an art to it, but somebody in pain, they're in pain. And it's interesting because I see people with fractures and all that. Everybody's going back to the anti-inflammatories, the NSAIDs. Well, once the renal doctors say, guys, stop it with the anti-inflammatories, you're killing their kidneys, then what? 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.